Hi, I'm calling from Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perception and hurricane threats and damage reduction.
Okay.
I need to speak with one of the adults responsible for the hazard. Would that be you?
Yeah, man, that's me. I'm an adult.
Okay, thank you very much. Is your home a single-family home, detached, townhome, apartment, or condominium, or manufacturer mobile home?
No, it's a townhome.
Thank you. Do you own or rent your home?
It's a rental community.
Do you recall in which year your home was built?
3 years ago. You said this is for what purpose?
Hello?
For FIU? Yeah, for what purpose was this again?
This is from Florida International University. It's about residents' perception of hurricane threats, damage reduction, and how the current
situation
has affected
you. Yeah, man, very important, brother.
Yeah, but I couldn't hear which year was built your home. I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
3 years ago, 2002?
Oh.
No, 2001, sorry.
Okay, and how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
40.
40 years, thank you. And have you or any adults in your household experienced any tropical storm or category 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 hurricane?
Of course, my brother, of course, man. Particularly Hurricane Andrew.
Oh, I understand. Do you call the year?
1992.
Thank you very much. Have you or any adults in your household living at home physically damaged by a hurricane?
We did, but briefly, and we moved. But no, besides that, never.
And do you recall what was the estimated damage in dollars?
Nah, it destroyed the whole thing. They had to completely break it down, and it was sold, and whoever bought the plot of land probably built another house on it.
I understand. Can you tell me what were the primary causes of damage to your home? Was it the debris in the wind breaking your windows, wind damage in your roof, ocean surge,
roof,
floating?
The roof collapsed. Yeah, the roof collapsed.
The roof collapsed. Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah, bro.
Thank
I'm
you.
Lucky to be alive, man.
Sounds bad, yes. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you think that you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat,
well,
or
now,
maybe not too
now,
vulnerable?
Well, building codes did get better. So particularly in the community that I'm in, everything's impact window and hurricane Cat 5 resistant. So that's why I enjoy living here, because of the safety standards of the way it was built. So I don't worry about that anymore.
Oh, thank you. Now, let's say if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Would you put up hurricane shutters or board your home? Would you buy supplies
nope.
and equipment?
Only thing, supplies.
Uh-huh.
I have a closet for supplies, generator, get gas. Now, I will tell you this, though. I don't like being without power. If it's a category 4 or a category 5, I'm out of here. I'm going to a different state where I got family.
Understandable. Thank you. Now, when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? I will give you a few options. Would you say it's when a hurricane watch is issued, like when hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours, or when a hurricane warning is issued, when hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, or do you think that your home is already prepared and could be secured within
always
just a
prepared.
Few hours?
Oh, my home's always prepared. Once hurricane season starts, everything's prepared, man.
Understandable. Thank you. Now, considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very
100%.
Certain, somewhat certain? Okay, very,
very
certain then. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, I will give you a few options for you to give me your top three sources of information. Internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper or print media, friends or family, social media or WhatsApp?
Facebook. you know, I get a lot of information from there.
Okay, social media. Okay.
Yeah.
Your top three? That would be your top?
Yeah, that's my top.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, how much time is this gonna take, man? I gotta head out soon.
Oh, we're halfway there. I will go as fast as I can, and I thank you so much for taking the time to answer. I really do. Thank you. It will help a lot. The next one said that on a scale from 1 to 5, 1 being the least prepared to 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your house for preparedness at this time?
5.
5, okay. Thank you. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane storm? I will give you a few options. Transportation cost of food or other essentials, cost of childcare, property taxes, cost of insurance, cost of housing, cost of income or unemployment, or none of these have affected you?
None of those.
Okay, thank you. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
It is.
Thank you.
So yellow.
What is the letter description for the flow zone? Is it A, B, or C? You know, A is high flow risk, B is moderate, C is low risk.
If it's yellow, it's probably B, low risk. Because although I'm close to the bay, it's not that close. It's 15 minutes, I guess, to the bay.
And what is the letter designation for the evacuation zone? A is all hurricanes. B is category 3 and above. C is if advised by authorities. D is if advised by authorities, as well as E as well.
Advised by authorities.
Okay. Thank you. Now, talking about evacuation, when would you think that you will evacuate? Let's say if a hurricane watch is issued, you know, hurricane conditions
hurricane
possible
warning.
Within 48 hours.
Yeah,
with hurricane warning.
If it's
when
a cat
you're suspected
4 or 5.
Within 36.
Yeah.
Oh,
if it's a category 5 or 4, I'm out of here.
And if you need to evacuate, where will you go? Will you go to a local shelter, the house of a near friend or family, or maybe another location within the state, or as far as possible,
no.
Like to another state? Or will you not leave under any circumstances?
Indianapolis. It's literally all the way in the North of America. Far away from
me. Oh, okay. Definitely. And how many vehicles are available in your household?
2.
Okay. Thank you. Just allow me one moment. We're almost done, by the way. And again, I thank you so much for your time on this.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Are we all done?
Oh, no, I thought I lost you, actually.
Well, let's wrap this up, man. I'm walking out the door. What other questions do you have? Hello?